This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A 20-year-old Northeast Ohio singer-songwriter who dropped out of Kent State University to pursue her music career is having a breakout year. For this week's Shuffle, WKSU contributor Brittany Nader talked with Maddie Indre, starting with her biggest performance to date, Northeast Ohio's annual 330 Day concert this past March in Canton.
Every performer only played one song, and it was just very fast-paced back and forth. Then you came out, and like the crowd went crazy for you. You definitely like lit up the room, and you just being one person on the stage by yourself, I thought it was really captivating. What was that performance like for you?
I got so excited because I got the call the day before because somebody couldn't make it and they needed a fill-in. That performance was crazy because it was the largest group of people I had ever performed in front of, for sure. 1,200 people there. At that point, I'd only played coffee houses, and it's always a much smaller audience. This might sound cheesy, but when I'm on stage or in front of people doing something I love, like playing a song, I feel really comfortable.
Did you mean it at all? You should have seen it the way you made me fall. Would make anyone go crazy. Even you should never let my guard down. I should have stayed on, but instead I walk this same damn trail that I always do.
So you came out with your album Serenity. Was that in February of this year?
Yes.
How long did it take you to write the album, put that together?
This album was an effort to like find what kind of sound I wanted to go for. I had been writing songs since I was in high school. And at that point, it was my first year of college, so I had some songs under my belt, and I knew I wanted to do an album. So I played out a bunch and kind of decided what people responded to and which ones I wanted to record. And then if you count, like when I started writing, maybe a year, and then to record the album, probably about a year.
Talk a little bit about attending college and making the decision to leave.
When I was done with high school, I knew I was going to try school. I knew I wanted a career in music. I didn't know how, because at that time it was something super overwhelming and I didn't have any idea how to go about it. I just wrote songs in my bedroom. I didn't have a plan. So I went to school and I was in exploratory for a while, and then I started to pursue a degree in public relations. I learned a lot when I was at Kent, I did, but I found that music was just where my heart was at. I got off the highway one time and went home because I thought of the melody for one of the songs on my album. And so I just decided I should leave school for now, and it just shouldn't keep this up at the moment. I know school will always be there if I want to go back and do something different, but I'm really passionate about music and writing, and I like to set goals and work towards them, and I know education's important, but it's just not where my heart's at right now. Like, what music has done for me, it can take you to another place. It can just be so relatable, you think it's about you. I want to make that and provide that for other people.
That's Maddie Indre, talking with WKSU contributor Brittany Nader. Indre performs at Akron's Porch Rocker Festival next Saturday. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.
I don't ever want to need anybody. I don't ever want to need anybody. Oh, no, not anybody else. I don't ever want to get too comfortable, till I'm too comfortable just by myself. I got so many things to learn about the way that the world turns. Disregard the way that I've been acting lately, just